Blair Holt was riding in a Chicago bus when he was shot and killed 11 years ago. His mother, Annette Nance Holt, a deputy district fire chief in Chicago, says she still regrets that she had plans that day which prevented her from giving 16-year-old Blair a ride. The honor student had to get from his Southside High School to his grandparents' store in the Roseland neighborhood.
Had I not had plans, Blair would probably be alive today. That's something I carry with me, and people go, you can't say that, but I do, because as a mom, you know, my job is to protect my son.
The need to be so cautious wouldn't have existed had Blair not had to travel through troubled, predominantly African-American neighborhoods. There is a wide gap in the rate African-American children die in Illinois as opposed to other races. In fact, the black-white gap in Illinois for 2015 among teens was nearly the largest in the country. That's according to numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that were analyzed by Voices for Illinois Children. The Illinois child death rate has decreased for white and Hispanic children since 2005, while the black rate among teens is increasing.
So it really is an issue, I think, in Illinois that we have such large disparities. Our black teens, and especially our black males, are dying via gun homicide at rates that are more than six times the suicide rate for white teen boys, which is the leading cause of death for that group.
That's Anna Rowan of Voices for Illinois Children. She says the racial gap in teen deaths is the fourth largest in the country. There are organizations working to change the situation. Rebecca Levin is executive director of the organization Strengthening Chicago's Youth, which is based at the Anne and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. Her group is a violence prevention collaborative.
Now, when this kind of disparity exists, we have to look at why that happens. It's not just accidental that this happens. It's also not the fault of black boys.
Annette Nance Holt, Blair Holt's mother, agrees.
A lot of people tend to think, number one, most of the young people who are being murdered are in a gang, they're not good kids, they're out here doing the wrong things, and it's not true. These are average young people trying to do things everybody did. And there is a great disparity in what African-American community looks like in certain neighborhoods as opposed to other communities.
Rebecca Levin says there are policies in place that affect health equity for communities with concentrated disadvantages, often neighborhoods of color. She cites policies that allow what she calls structural racism to occur. That includes mass incarceration of blacks as a result of the war on drugs. Policies that would improve the situation, she says, would be investment in black communities, improved mental health services, and greater gun violence prevention methods. She says, while Illinois has relatively strong gun laws, neighboring states such as Wisconsin and Indiana do not. The state legislature earlier this year created a children's health caucus that will deal with issues related to inequity in child death rates, according to Senate Chairwoman of the caucus, Julie Morrison, a Deerfield Democrat.
We don't have health equity across the state. The racial divide also kind of conforms to some of the socioeconomic disparities we have.
But Annette Nance Holt wants to also see something done about racial disparity.
These people, they need to wake up. Right now is our community. It's going to keep spreading and spreading and spreading. It's like a virus. It really is.
I'm Maureen McKinney.